It's now again. Welcome back to Mindful Deconstruction. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're tackling a vital topic for anyone deconstructing from evangelical culture, moving from shame and self-hatred to self-love. I came across a post on the r/deconstruction community on Reddit, and I want to share it with you. The poster writes, "In the process of moving from Americanism evangelical culture with the all too familiar purity culture, ECT/tulip, etc. Y'all know what I mean. How did you get past the voices that repetitively speak shame and self-hatred? Books? Meditation doesn't work for me. Gave it the college try, but meh." Firstly, to the writer, thank you for being so open about your journey. Overcoming shame and self-hatred, especially after years of indoctrination, is not easy, but it's absolutely possible. Let's break this down into practical steps, book recommendations, and alternative practices. Evangelical culture often uses shame as a tool to control behavior, whether it's purity culture or the concept of total depravity from the tulip theology. The message is clear. You are inherently broken and unworthy without God. Hearing this over and over creates deep psychological grooves, like the tracks in your brain that play these shameful messages on repeat. But here is the truth. You are not inherently broken. You are human. Flawed, yes, but also resilient, worthy of love, and capable of growth. The journey to self-love starts with recognizing that these voices of shame are learned. They're not the truth about you. If meditation isn't your thing, don't worry, there are plenty of other ways to practice self-compassion and silence those voices of shame. One thing you can do is journaling. Journaling can be a powerful way to process your thoughts and emotions. Try this exercise. Write down the shameful thought or belief. Next, write a response to that thought as if you were talking to a close friend. Be kind, compassionate, and affirming. My new golden rule is treat yourself the way that you would treat your best friend if they were in your situation. Self-compassion involves treating yourself with that same kindness that you'd show to a loved one. One way to do this is through affirmations. Instead of repeating shame-based messages, create affirmations that reflect your worth. I am worthy of love and respect. I am enough just as I am. My mistakes do not define me. Consider therapy. Therapeutic practices like cognitive behavioral therapy. You can even look up cognitive behavioral therapy techniques. They can help you identify and challenge negative thought patterns. And then embodied practices like yoga or mindful movement, or even creative outlets like painting or music can help you connect with yourself in a non-judgmental way. There are some incredible books out there that address shame, self-love, and healing from religious trauma. Here are my top recommendations. The Gifts of Imperfection by Brené Brown. Brené's work on shame and vulnerability is a game changer. This book helps you embrace your imperfections and live a more authentic life. Second book is Self-Compassion, The Proven Power of Being Kind to Yourself by Kristen Neff. This book offers practical tools for developing self-compassion and letting go of self-criticism. Leaving the Fold, A Guide for Former Fundamentalists and Others Leaving Their Religion. It's by Marlene Winwell. It's a must-read for anyone healing from the psychological effects of leaving fundamentalist religion. Untamed by Glennon Doyle. It's part memoir, part self-help. This book inspires you to break free from societal and religious expectations to embrace your true self. You Are Your Best Thing by Tarana Burke and Brené Brown. This is a collection of essays that explores shame and resilience and vulnerability through the lens of diverse personal stories. One of the most powerful tools I've found in my own journey is learning to reframe the stories I tell myself. For example, instead of saying, "I'm unworthy because I messed up," try reframing it as, "I made a mistake, but that doesn't define my worth." This shift takes practice, but over time it rewires your brain to be more compassionate and less self-critical. Purity culture specifically can leave deep scars, especially around your sense of self-worth and relationships. Here are a few strategies to begin healing. First, they redefine your values. Take time to reflect on what you value in relationships, intimacy, and self-worth, not what was imposed on you by purity culture. Secondly, educate yourself. Read books and articles on sex positivity and healthy relationships to replace harmful teachings with empowering ones. And then seek support. Join online communities or local groups where you can share your experiences and learn from others on similar journeys. If this resonates with you, you might make today's daily intention, how many more ways can I meet myself with love and compassion even more? For more on setting daily intentions, revisit episode 59 of season 1. Shame and self-hatred are heavy burdens, but they're not yours to carry forever. By challenging the narratives that no longer serve you, practicing self-compassion, and exploring alternative tools for healing, you can move toward a life rooted in love for yourself and others. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Mindful Deconstruction. If you have questions or thoughts to share, visit jeremywest.net, where you can also learn about my group and one-on-one mindfulness coaching and see my daily guided meditations. Until tomorrow, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.